弟兄姐妹们，新年快乐 ，Happy New Year！ 我们再一次的用英文来念这一段，跟我一起来。There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. May God bless those who read His word. 愿神祝福每一个愿意读他的话的人。今天因为是最后的一个礼拜天，要分享只是讲到人生的不同样的，凡事都有定期，有季节。Because it's the last Sunday of the year, I would like to talk about seasons.Because there is nothing magical about the last day of the year. 在最后一个礼拜天没有什么的特别，其实也是同样一天，那个日期自己不代表什么的特别。The date itself doesn't mean anything. Just because it's the 31st doesn't mean some magic is going to happen or on the 1st something is going to change. 没有这个意思，但是我们人要警醒，因为在传道书给我们看见，我们要知道每一个季节都有不同样的事情发生。So I'm taking this from Ecclesiastes, which is my favorite book in the Bible, to talk about how we should be aware that even though nothing magical happens from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, we have to be aware of changing seasons.我们应该知道神是创造这个季节的，在大自然里面，但是在人生里面也是有很多不同样的季节。 So God not only created seasons in nature but many seasons that we go through in our own lives. First, I want to tell you a story about a very wonderful Catholic missionary who went to Hawaii. 首先要跟你们分享一个很特别的宣教，是一个天主教的人去到 Hawaii。I cannot remember his name, 我不记得他的名字, but I know that he volunteered to go to this leper colony. 他自己愿意去那个麻风病的, 他们把他们隔开在一个小岛, 在 Molokai, 在 Hawaii, on the island of Molokai, where only the lepers are sent to, he volunteered to go. After a long time there, he got the disease himself. 他自己也得到麻风。But how did he find out in a very strange way? 他怎么样发现呢? One day he woke up, he had his hot tea, and he spilled the boiling hot water on his foot and he didn't feel anything. 有一天早上他在喝很热很热的茶的时候，那一杯水倒到他的脚，他没有感觉。That's the way that leprosy works. You lose your feeling.他就知道这个是因为他已经有了麻风，所以没有了感觉，所以烫到都没有感觉。So on that morning when he went to speak to the other lepers, because he preached to them every morning, gave them a devotion, 那天他去到那些麻风病的人，跟他们分享早晨的灵修，他就对他们说这句话。He used to say, fellow brothers and sisters, 他通常是说我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。But on that morning, he said, my fellow lepers. 那天早上他说，我自己同样病得麻风的人。Why do I tell you this story? Because we are all seeking God and we have one thing in common. 为什么我讲这个？因为我们大家都是寻求神的人。一些已经找到了，神已经找到我们了，我们已经接受他了。Some of us already have been found by Jesus and we accept him, so we believe.So what I'm saying is that we are all fellow sinners. 我们大家是同样的罪人，都是需要一个救主。所以今天这个信息就要提醒我们怎么样来面对不同样的季节。 So today's message is to tell us, how do we face the different seasons in our lives? Ecclesiastes 3 gives us 14 pairs of opposite experiences. 在传道书里面第三章有十四对不同样的对话 ，two opposites， 有好的有不好的 ，there's good and bad， 有快乐的不快乐的，有 happy and there's happy and sad。It is a poem that Solomon wrote， 是一个诗歌 Solomon 写的 ，about the range， the whole range of human experience， 关于人生的一整套的不同样的经历。It includes birth and work, love and war, peace and death, and all their opposites. 有讲到出生，有讲到做工，有讲到爱，有打仗，有平安，有死亡，全部都是这些对话的 opposite， 都是有不同样的对面的。So our perspectives change as we go through different seasons of life.我们的人生的季节会给我们不同样的观点。你看这个 Snake River， 这个蛇河，我不知道是不是叫 Snake River goes to different states。这个河啊，第一要讲这个，在创世纪第八章二十二节有这样说 ：As long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night。所以这个意思就是说，这些细节，这些定期呢，神已经定好了，一定会发生的。人生也是，因为圣经有说，我们还没有出生之前，神已经知道什么事情会发生。It is true that even before we are born, God knows what's going to happen to us in our lives. So He controls everything. 他真的是有主权，他是在控制任何的事情，他核准的。Some things He doesn't cause. 他不是要我们经过这个。But he allows， 但是他核准，所以不管什么事情发生，都是经过神核准才能够发生。So no matter what happens in our lives, it's only because God allows it that it happens. We will ask many questions because of that. 我们有很多问题要问，为什么神会给一些事情发生 ？We will ask why does God allow certain things to happen? But we have to first understand there are seasons. 我们先要知道呢，有很多不同样的。你看这个 Snake River。在一个细节是这样的样子，在另外的一个细节是这样，在冬天前已经有雪，在冬天中间的时候就更多的冰，是同样的一个图画。In the same picture, we see so many different seasons and so many different appearances, and that's how our lives are as well. 我们的人生也是这样，在不同样的细节，我们看见不同样的事情，对不对？所以神不只是做这个 nature 的 season， 在我们人生都有很多的 season。所以刚才我们读到第一节的时候，就这样说。So we read just now, it says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. So this includes both nature and humans. 所以这个是包括自然跟我们自己的人生。God is in control over seasons of nature and seasons of our lives. 神是控制Nature 的 season 跟我们人生不同样的季节。Seasons means that there will be changes. 有不同样的季节，就是代表有改变的。If you're a gardener, you know that's true. 如果你是一个种花的，在你的后院，你就知道了。Changes in seasons help living things to grow. 如果那些季节没有改变，那些气候呢？是东西就不会长，一定要有夏天有冬天才会又长又衰又再长。 Changes in season help living things to grow and to mature. 有不同样的季节也会帮助我们能够成长，能够成熟。所以在我们的人生里面，我们必须要经过很多不同样的 season。 So in our the same for us in our lives, we need to go and change and grow through many different seasonsBut the trouble is sometimes because we are in one season and someone else is in another season, that's when the conflict comes. 问题就是有时候呢，我的 season, 我人生的这个季节跟你的人生的季节不一样呢，我们就会产生一些问题。所以不同样的 generation, 小的跟老的， 夫妻都有不同样的，那个是一个细节的问题。 So in different generations, whether it's parents and children, or even between spouses or between co-workers, because we are in different stages of life, sometimes conflict arises because we see things differently. 因为我们的持续是吗？不同样，所以我们会看事情也不一样。你知道，当然年轻的人常常都想独立。You know that young people always looking for independence and to grow up. 老人家看着不一样了。Older people look at life differently. Older people see that how come Christmas just passed and now it's Christmas again. 老人家会觉得圣诞节一年一年更快，因为我们的看法不一样。Because we see life and time differently. 年轻的人很不耐烦，要长大，要这个。老的人希望时间可以走得更慢。Young people wish that time would go faster so they can get to the next stage. But older people wish that time could slow down so they won't get older and older so fast. But we have to know that because we have different perspectives, we sometimes have conflict and give us trouble. 我们要记得，因为我们有不同样的看法，所以常常会产生一些困难。Two people were riding a bicycle for two, and they came to a steep hill.It took a great deal of struggle for both of them to keep going up the path to the top of the hill.
两个人在踩那个两人的脚踏车，来到一个很高的山，要上去很困难。他们要用很大力才能够两个人一起踩那个脚踏车上山。
When they got to the top, the guy in front said, "Man, that was hard."
他们去到顶的时候，那个前面的说，哇，真的很辛苦才来到上面。
The guy in the back replied, "Yes, it was."If I didn't keep the brakes on, we would roll backwards for sure.
他说当然很困难，如果我没有一直在刹车呢，我们两个都会往下往后退。
So it just tells you that depending on how you look at things, there could be a lot of conflict.
So 我们在不同样的看法的时候，会有不同样的解决问题，不同样的做法呢，就会产生问题。所以 season 对人是非常重要，因为你要知道你的观点是为什么跟别人的不同样。
So seasons are important for us to understand because we need to know what we've gone through in life really impacts the way we look at people and look at events. And that sometimes create problems because we don't understand. But the younger should understand, the older should understand the younger.
但是老的当然应该了解年轻的更多，因为你经过。
But many old people seem to forget that they were once young.
但是很多老人好像忘记他们以前也做过小朋友，就不明白小朋友的思想。
And they cannot accept the thoughts of younger people. God created seasons because it is written in Daniel.
在但以理给我们看见很清楚。
He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings.
圣经很清楚让我们知道，神是掌握的，他是在控制，他也是核准一些不好的事情发生。因为圣经很清楚说，太阳会晒在好人、义人跟不好的人。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly, at this time, God allows the sun to shine on the good and the evil, because the time has not come to judge the entire world.
因为时间还没有到，所以我们还是要忍耐。
We cannot control when seasons change in our lives and how long they last.
我们不能控制那些季节几时会来到或者会存留多久。
Sometimes illness or a job change results in sadness.
有时候有病的时候，或者失去你的工作，或者失去你所爱的人，那你就进入了不同样的一个季节。
That will send you into a different season of sadness.
有时候我们不知道随时会发生的事。
Many times we don't know when something is going to happen. So the first thing we learn about seasons is number one, they are out of our control.
第一个我们要能够接受跟了解呢，这些事情发生呢，我们不能够控制的。
If we understand that, we will live a lot happier lives.
如果我们能够接受这个，我们会更多的平安。因为使徒行传第一章第七节也是这样说，
Acts 1:7 says, He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know."
耶稣是这样跟他们说，是上帝定义的，不是让你们可以知道的，我们只是能够接受。
So number two, the second thing we need to know because we are not in control is that because we're not in control, seasons in our lives are often confusing.
因为我们不能控制什么事情会发生呢？有时候我们会很挫折，或者是很 confused, 会很矛盾是吗？
Yeah, confused. This is what Solomon wrote. 刚才我们看过了，
Solomon 就写第三章第十一节。
He does everything just right and on time, but his time, but people can never completely understand what God is doing.
这个是很清楚告诉我们，他的时间是对的，虽然我们觉得他做的是不是按照我的 timetable, 不是按照我的 schedule 来做，为什么会这样？
So we get frustrated because things happen not according to our time schedule or our timeline. We want some things to be faster, like I said before, or we want some things to be slower.
我们有时候要一些事情快一点，一些事情慢一点，但是这里就很清楚让我们知道他的时间是对的。
It tells us very clearly his timing is just right. If you go and study how the Bible talks about time, you will see every time the word time is mentioned, it says just the right time.
如果你要知道神怎么样看时间呢，你就要看圣经里面很多时候提到时间，就是说他的时间是刚刚好的。
Just at the right time Jesus came.
刚刚好的时间，有几千几万年，但是主耶稣只是选择那个时间来。上帝
Jesus could have come any time, but the Bible tells us he came at just the right time. Do we accept that God's timing is better than our timing?
我们愿意不愿意接受神的时间是比我们的时间更好？虽然我们不耐烦，但是神知道，因为他看见大纲，
because he can see the big picture, so his timing has to be better.C.S. Lewis wrote something very interesting about time. I suggest that you go read it. It's in Mere Christianity.
C.S. Lewis 讲过时间很特别的解释，现在没有时间来解释，用经文我也解释不来。
So I can't explain it in Chinese, but C.S. Lewis wrote this beautiful way of expressing how God sees time and how we see time. God is outside of time. Hard to imagine.
神是在时间的外面看进来的，很难解释，但是你 要知道呢，你看 C.S. Lewis 这本书解释得很清楚。那摩西是刚刚告诉那些以色列人，他们为什么会被神的祝福，或者神为什么不祝福他们。
Moses just told the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 29 the conditions in which God will save them and bless themAll will take away their blessing. And this is what Moses said in Deuteronomy 29:29. The Lord our God has secrets known to no one.
神真的有些秘密的，没有人可以知道的。
We are not accountable for them. If we don't know them, he will not hold us accountable.
如果我们不明白，不知道，也不能够理解，他就不会，我们就没有责任。
We don't have the responsibility.But it says, we and our children are accountable forever for all that he has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions.
下面那一句就很清楚，让我们知道，不知道的事永远都不知道，除非我们去到天堂。但是知道的事就要相信，要守。
So when we talk about seasons, this is the basic principle. We may not understand why.But we are responsible to respond in the correct way.
In the correct way. 所以讲到我们人生的季节呢，有一个很重要的地方，就是虽然不明白，我们要接受；如果已经知道的呢，就要听，要能够行。不明白可以问，可以寻求。如果需要知道的话，神会告诉我们。
What we don't know, we can ask. This verse is very clear that what we know, we must do.We may not understand, but God says we are still responsible to hear.
要听，要相信。
People trying to completely understand God is impossible.
有没有任何的人这里敢说他们完全明白神的作为呢？没有一个人可以，从来没有，除了主耶稣。
No one can ever really understand what God intends. We know that He is good. We know that He saved us, but we cannot understand everything He does.
God can only use words we understand to explain things we have never seen. 神只能用我们能够明白的字来讲我们没有看过的事。
I want to explain it this way. It is like us trying to explain what color means to a blind person.
一个从生出来的是瞎眼的，你要解释什么是颜色，他没有看过，你怎么样解释给他什么是红，什么是蓝？
You cannot explain what red is. You can say it's this or that, but he's never seen a flower. He's never seen color. It is the same when God explains something we have never seen.
一样的，神如果要解释天堂是怎么样的，你没有看过，他能只能 compare， 他只是能够比较给我们知道。
有一个宣教去到非洲，他要告诉那些非洲的人一个火车，但是他们没有看过火车，他要怎么样来形容？
The missionary who goes to Africa wants to tell them about a steam engine. How can he do it if they've never seen a train in their lives, the natives in this small little village?
They had only just been introduced to wagons.
他们刚刚才知道这些有铁路的用推的这种车，没有马的这种车，他们只是知道这个。
They only have just seen wagons. So he explained to them that a steam train is like having a whole string of wagons with a kettle in front that produces steam.
所以他用这个来形容说，好像一大堆的这些 wagon， 一串没有马没有人，但是前面有一个这个什么水壶，烧的时候就有那个 steam， 那个 steam 就给他力量，就可以拉。就是他们真的不知道他在讲什么。
There's no way they can understand, but he can only use things that they have seen and they know to explain something they've never seen. When God is trying to tell us something, we need His wisdom to understand. We need His wisdom to understand why we go through all these changes and seasons. But we need to believe that He loves us.
我们只是要知道他有好的计划，因为他是创造宇宙万物的。很多事情发生我们不了解，因为他不能够用我们了解的话来讲，没有这些字，没有看过的可以给我们看见天堂的好处，或者我们相信主耶稣的恩典。
He cannot truly explain those things because there are no words to explain to temporary people things that exist forever. You cannot even explain time to someoneHow can God be outside of time and has always existed?
我们怎么样解释说神永远都存在的，没有开始，没有结束的？我们没有这样的经历，没有看过，他怎么样解释我们都不明白。
So no matter how he tries to, we cannot. So the words that the missionary used doesn't even come near to how glorious a great big steam engine looks.
所以那个宣教要用什么字都没有办法形容到，除非他们看见这个火车。
罗马书第八章二十八节告诉我们，我们大家都认为我们明白。
Romans 8:28 is such a wonderful verse. We all think we understand it, and we probably do. But there is something I want you to see.
God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
神是用这个方法来把全部的事情，不是一些，那全部 everything 就是包括好的跟坏的，好像传道书说的。
So when he says everything, it means the good and the bad, the living and the dead, all of those things, the tears, the happiness and all that.
So we have to trust him for his direction. 我们要信靠他，因为他能够把任何的事情都放在一起，不是单独，单独的时候就看为不是不好的。
Some things alone seem very bad, but when put together by God, they end up being good if we trust Him.
Everything means lonely times, happy times, sad times, waiting times. 要等候，要孤单，要伤心，这些东西都是一整套的放在一起才能够知道的。
英文有这句话说， The pessimist complains about the wind.
一个负面的人有风来就在 complain 不快乐。
The optimist 一个正面的人 expects it to change，
正面的人就说风会改变方向的嘛。
But the realist adjusts his sails，
那个真正的相信有神的人，特别一个基督徒呢，就会把他的船的那个帆来调整，他还能够往前走。 This quote, actually, I added the word Christian, that the person who made this quote up didn't say Christian. He said the realist. The difference is between the pessimist, the optimist, and the realist. 这个人没有说基督徒，但是我加那个基督徒的字进去。Realist 我不会讲，但是我知道负面、正面跟一个现实的、能够面对问题的人，就是一个基督徒有神的力量，就要做什么？他要 adjust， 他要能够调整他自己的船才能够走到对的地方。 The seasons of our lives are so confusing because people say, why is this happening? 我们发生很多事情，我就问为什么发生在我的家里面，为什么会这么痛苦。但是刚才那句话前面还有一个更重要的 an even more important word in that verse is God causes. 他才能够 cause， 我不知道，就是他能够用他的能力来改这些东西，从不好变成好，它是放成一整套。He can only make that happen by causing all those things. He doesn't cause all things, but he causes all things to work together. Bad things he doesn't cause. 神没有要发生一些不好的事，但是他可以用不好的事情发生之后还改成好。The verse doesn't tell us that God only uses some things.The verse tells us that God uses everything in our lives. 这个经文没有告诉我们神只是用一部分的发生在我们身上，神是用完全的。 So a pastor once said that I always will remember God never wastes our pain. 所以有一个牧师讲过，神从来不会浪费我们的痛苦，因为他可以用的。God never wastes our pain, meaning that He can use that pain to help us to understand other people and also to heal us. 他可以用我们受过的苦来帮助我们能够接受别人，能够帮助别人，也能够接受自己的痛苦，因为他不会浪费，他不会白白给我们受苦的。God will never let us suffer pain for no reason. That's the meaning of that verse. So it means...God has a purpose for every season of life. 我们要相信在每一个季节每一个时间呢，神都有他的美意。 There are four seasons in a year, but that's just weather. 一年只有四个 season, 对不对？但是那个只是讲到天气。 There are many more seasons in our lives. 在人的生命里面有更多更多的 season。 有快乐的，有难过的，有些快乐跟难过很接近在一起，对不对？There are happy times and there are sad times. Sometimes happy and sad times come almost right together at the same time. My friend told me, I'm becoming a father, but I'm losing my father. 有一个朋友很多年跟我讲过，我现在要我的太太要生孩子，但是我就要失去自己的父亲。You know, I'm going to be a father, but I'll lose a father. These things happen together. 这个 season, 这些 season 有时候同样的发生在一起，我们非常的挫折，但是人生就是这样。But that's what happens.The same similar thing is happening to a sister here right now. 有同样的很接近的事情也是发生在我们的姐妹 的身上，对不对？她女儿结婚，她的哥哥过世。Same thing happened to her. Her daughter got married, she's celebrating, and then her brother passed away suddenly. So these things happen. Life is filled with contrast. We have success, we have failure. We go through mountains, we go through valleys. But the one thing we can do is believe that God is in control.我们要相信神是在控制的。刚才你们看见那些经文很多特别的字，我现在不要花时间来解释。 What we saw just now were many different contrasts. I won't spend the time to explain each one, but it talks about a time to kill and a time to live. 有说要杀的，因为他用很多那个 agriculture 就是种田，一个农夫的农场的这种的 image 来解释哦。所以你看有一些农夫他们的动物生病，他们要很用心的医治他们。 Sometimes the farmer will try to heal a sick horse or a sick animal, but then when it gets old, they will have to put it down. So there is a time for living and there is a time for dying. 所以农场的人他们要医治他们的动物，因为需要用他们，但是到老的时候不能医，他们还是要给他们安乐的死，对不对？So, 这句话讲的是很真的。 So, this is true what Solomon is saying. You see, there's something that I wanted to find out. What does it mean to scatter stones and to gather stones? 为什么他讲这个怪的话？为什么那是石头要散出去或者要收回来？其实按照那个农夫的看法也是有意思的。 according to farming, there's also a reason for why he said that. The Israelites, when they were taking over the land, in order to destroy their enemies, they would cast stones in their fields so that they cannot grow anything. 那是以色列人要战仇敌的地方的时候，他们会把石头丢在他们的散开在他们的农场里面，他们就不能种东西。但是他们自己要用的时候，他们要把它收回来。But when they want to use that ground to till and to grow, they need to gather the stones. So what Solomon is saying, in every season of life, we do different things. Solomon 很清楚让我们知道。以后有机会再讲每一个他的那些相对的都有意思的，非常有意思。他不是只是白说要活要死要生出来这些。He doesn't just make them up. He has observed each of these things because he was the wisest man in his time. 所以在第四，我们要知道 seasons of life include both good and bad times.Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 2 to 8 lists 28 opposite life experiences, 14 pairs. 你回去看很有意思，在第三章2到8节有14样不同样的事情，相反的，他给我们比较，就来提醒我们，人生就是这样，有意的，有不意的，有好的，有不好的。He's reminding us.We must respond in the right way. What is the right way? 我们对这些事情要有对的反应，才神才会喜悦祝福我们。God says, our ways lead to death, and his ways lead to life. 神告诉我们，但是我都不相信以前。他说他的路会带到我们去生命里面，我们自己的路会带到死亡。Our own way leads to death. This is a story that the sisters here will like.这个比喻这些姐在我们当中的姐妹们会喜欢。Three men were hiking through a forest when they came upon a very large and violent river. 有三个男生在树林里面 hiking 的时候来到一条大河，很凶的很快的水。Needing to get to the other side, the first man prayed. 他们需要过这个河，头一个男生就祷告， God, please give me strength to cross the river.给我有力量可以过这条河。 Boom! 神就给他很强壮的手跟脚。 God gave him very strong arms and strong legs. 他就游过去两个小时，在中间差一点淹死了。 It took him 2 hours to swim across the river. In the middle, he almost drowned. After witnessing that, the second man prayed. 看了之后，第二个男生就这样祷告， God, please give me the strength and tools to cross the river.给我力量又给我工具能够过这条河。 Boom! 神就给他很强壮的手跟脚，而且一条船。 And God gave him a boat. So with his strong arms and legs, he was quickly able to row across the river in 1 hour. 一个小时他就划这个船就过去了，中间有一次差一点就翻船了。 In the middle, he almost capsized once. Now here comes the good part. 第三个男人看见他们两个这样，他就祷告。 The third man, after seeing what happened, prayed this prayer, God, please give me the strength, the tools, and the wisdom to cross the river. 给我力量跟工具跟智慧来过这条河。 Boom! 他突然间变成一个女人。 He immediately turned into a woman. The woman took out the map, looked at it, walked up river and crossed the bridge.那个女人把地图拿出来，因为那个男的变女人，他有智慧啊。男生死都不要问路的嘛。Men never want to ask directions. The woman took out the map, looked at it. There's a bridge up the river. I'll just walk across. What happens when we look at our map? 什么事情发生我们看地图的时候呢？上帝已经给我们地图。God gave us a map. That's called the Bible. 上帝的地图就是圣经。The one who created the seasons also gave us a map for our lives because he says his word is a light unto our path. 神有这样说，他的话就是一个灯来照我们前面的路。你不要看，你就要游泳，要划船，要死要命。啊，你学的有智慧，好像姐妹这样问一问就知道了。If you are wise, as many women are willing to ask for directions, you will find the shortcut and the easy way.But this doesn't mean that when Tracia asked me to stop the car and ask directions, I will stop. 但不代表 Tracia 叫我停车来问，我会问，我还是不愿意问。Follow Jesus, that's what we will see. the rest of Ecclesiastes next time we talk about chapter 3. 要跟随主耶稣，好过有强壮的手跟脚跟船。When we follow Jesus, we not only ask for strong arms and strong legs or a boat, but we need to look at the map. And that will be the rest of Ecclesiastes 3 when we talk about it again.下一次我们继续讲下面第三章有怎么样来听神的话，为了什么缘故，要问什么问题才能够达到我们的目的。What questions do we need to ask in order to reach our goal? Number four. Seasons of life include both good and bad times. But God teaches us the importance of following His way. So wisdom is more important than strength.所以神要我们知道的呢，其实智慧比力量更重要一点。有智慧好过有力量，有力量没有智慧也是没有用。 Wisdom actually is more important than strength, because the Bible says exercising the body has its benefits, but having wisdom is even greater. 圣经讲得很清楚，保罗有这样说，锻炼身体是非常重要，但是没有智慧这么重要。 Knowing God's word is even more important than physical strength. 很多人就这样说，这句话英文我知道中文怎么样讲， The grass is always greener on the other side, or the grass always looks greener on the other side. 那个草在隔壁邻居的常常都好像比我们的草更绿。This is why we fail to read God's map, because we're always comparing.这个是原因，为什么有时候我们不愿意看神的话，因为我一直比较。我们要学别人，我们不要学神。 That's our basic problem. We think that people can teach us more truth than God can. 我们相信人的智慧比神的智慧更重要，就一直寻求，一直 copy， 一直要学别人。有一个人就有这个问题，说为什么我隔壁的邻居的草真的好像比我的绿。 One person said, I don't understand why the grass in my neighbor's house truly looks greener. We use the same service, we use true green. 我们都用同样的 service 来养我们的草，但是为什么邻居的都比我的绿呢？她去做一个特别的事， She did something that no one ever thought of doing. She went over to her neighbor's backyard and looked at her own yard.他去到邻居的后院来看自己的后院，突然间看见自己的后院还是比他的自己的后院比他的绿。When he went to her neighbor's yard and looked back at her own yard looked greener than the neighbor's yard. And then she realized, someone told her, because you can see the dirt in your own yard, you cannot see the dirt in her yard. 在我们在看别人的草的时候，看不见那些小的脏的东西。从远方看的一定比在靠近看的好，意思就是说我们靠近看见脏的东西。 What it means is that when we are up close we see the dirt, when we are far away we don't see the dirt, when we are up close to ourselves we don't see the dirt and the sin within us. 我们靠近自己的时候也看不见自己的罪恶，别人看得见。所以主耶稣常常提醒，不要看别人的那个大的梁木，看自己的小的看不见。 That is why Jesus says, don't look at the plank, don't look at the speck in someone else's eye, but realize you have a plank in your own eye. That's the meaning. 那个意思是说，我们看别人总是看见他们的不对的地方，自己的看不见。越靠近就越看见，应该是这样。 Actually, the closer we are to our own yard,we should be realizing that what we see is the dirt. We only see something beautiful that we want to compare to. And it's the same when we see that we think that we are better than someone else. 一样的，有时候我们看见自己比别人好，是因为我们的看法不对。最后一点， the last point I want to share today, what we do in one season will affect another season.你在现在的时间做一些事情会影响下一个的。年轻人也许还没有活得够久，但是老人家知道这个。 Young people may not know this because they haven't lived long enough, but those of us who have lived longer will know the mistakes we have made we cannot go back and correct. We have many regrets. 我们有很多地方是后悔年轻没有做到的，没有对我们的父母更好，或者对某某的朋友或者亲戚更好。 We are sorry we didn't take more time to take care of the ones we love. There's something we cannot undo. And that's why it says, what we do in one season will affect another season. So it is written in Galatians, 在加拉太书有这样说, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest. 在对的时间, what does proper time mean here? In the right season. What you do in this season will affect the next season.这句话很有意思，因为按照今天的题目，那个季节呢，就是现在这个季节做的事，以后要收割的，好的坏的是我们自己杀出去的。I used to like this saying, and I used to say, it's not over until the fat lady sings. 我常常喜欢讲这句话，有些人不知道是什么意思，那个等到肥婆唱歌之后才是结束。It's over when the fat lady sings, because in the opera, usually the fat lady is the main character. 那个唱 opera 以前啊，那些 opera 歌声都是很胖的，他最后出来唱就是结束了，有人活有人死，他讲了就是结束了。So the end of the opera usually when the main character in the past used to be chubby, and nowadays they are very slim and beautiful opera singers. But in the past, when the fat lady sings, you know it's over.那以前说那个胖子出来唱歌就是结束 So we have to remind ourselves it is not over until the fat lady sings. So if the fat lady hasn't sung, it's not over. 我们要记得很多时候以为我们的人生已经定好了已经结束了其实不是的因为我们的生命是在神的手中的 Because our lives truly are in God's hands. It is not for us to determine when it is the end, but it is for us to remember we will reap what we sow in the right season. 我们要记得我们所撒的种呢总有一天要收割好的坏的是由我们撒什么种。So, 再 summarize, 最后那五点是什么呢? Seasons of life are out of our control because of that. Seasons of life are also confusing.But even though they are confusing, God has a purpose for every season. And number four, seasons of life include both good and bad, just like Romans 8:28. And the fifth, do not forget, what we do today will have consequences sooner or later. We may not even know it, but there are. So these are the five. Four questions we can think about, I'll talk about next time. But just so you have a preview,Four questions we can think about in response. 有四个题目应该问自己怎么样来回应今天的信息。第一个就是 What can I learn? How do we grow? 我们怎么样成长？在不同样的细节怎么样成长？就要问这四个题目 What can I learn in this season? 在现在你的人生，不管你是30岁、50岁、70岁、80岁，还要学习。所以中文最好的一句话：活到老，学到老。There's no such sentence in English, but in Chinese it says, the longer you live, the more you should learn. You keep learning as you grow old. Jackie raised her hand, I think she agrees. Okay, 有人举手，她同意了。The next question we can ask is based on this. Remember today what you have learned about the Lord through your experiences. 神给我们经历很多，但是我们有时候不回想就没有学到。People say experience is a great teacher, but it's not a great teacher unless you think about what you went through. 很多人说经验是一个很好的老师，但是你不用不动脑筋的人，你多少的经验也没有用。很多人有很多经验，但是没有成长，因为他从来不想他的经验。A lot of people go through so many troubles, but they never think about it, so they never learn. But if you learn through your experience, so experience itself is not a good teacher.经验本身不是一个好的老师，除非你用你的经验来学习。这句话很重要，因为上帝对他们说的话说，今天你经历到的就要记得。In another translation, it actually says, you experience with me, not your children. Your children don't know me, because you went through the desert for 40 years with God. You should know. 上帝对他们讲这句话在生命记11:2有讲的另外的版本有说我是对你们讲不是对你的儿女因为你的儿女没有经过40年在旷野里面你们经历过还不知道意思说你没有从你的经历学到功课 What God is saying is that I don't expect your children to know from experience because they did not experience but how about you how about you and I those of us who have been followers of Jesus for years have we thought about what he's done and our experiencesI'm speaking to myself, I'm learning. 我也是对自己讲，我常常会忘记。 But when you are young and when you're older, there should be a difference. For example, when I was younger, I swore I would never be a pastor. 我年轻的时候我讲过我死都不会做一个牧师。When I was middle-aged, I say, I will never be a Christian. 我在中年的时候我连基督徒都不要做。但是老年的时候我需要主耶稣。But as I grow older, I know I need Jesus now. But too many things I cannot handle without Jesus. 太多事情了。Life is a school. 生命就是一个学校。In school, if you fail, you still go to the next class. You just get an F and maybe you have a C average. 在学校你拿到一个 F, 你还可以毕业，你去另外的一个学校，所以你的 average 是一个 C, 但是人生的不一样。But in life is different. In school, you fail, you still move on, you have a low average, but God will give you the same lesson over and over until you learn it. 但是我觉得上帝会给我们同样的功课。你不 pass, 你永远都要学这个功课。我相信每个人都经历到这个。I'm sure all of us have experienced this kind of lesson, that God will give you the same lesson until you pass, until you make it. My lesson is my patience. 我的功课就是我不忍耐，我容易急， I get easily agitated because things are moving slow. So God is teaching me the same lesson, gives me situations where I have to learn to be patient. I'm learning. 我在学，你学到的时候会非常快乐。When you learn it, you feel so good. You feel that God has given you the same test for a reason. So what do we learn? We learn from 2 Corinthians. In fact, we expected to die. Sometimes things get so desperate, we expect to die. But as a result, we learn not to rely on ourselves, but on God who can raise the dead. 这个经文就给我们帮助我们知道，其实要死的时候呢，神还会可以救我们的。就是太危机的时候才知道不能够靠自己，但是很多人要等到危机的时候才祷告的。But many of us will only wait for a crisis before we pray. Let us at least try in the new year to pray more and to open our map. 在新年的时候，我们更多的祷告。很多老基督徒很少祷告的。Many Christians don't pray very much. They talk a lot, but they don't pray. 很多基督徒会讲。但是从来不开那个地图的。We very seldom open the map and look at what God has to say to us. A man walked from New York City to San Francisco just to show it can be done. 有一个人从纽约城市走到 San Francisco, 两个我最喜欢的地方哦 ,New York City and San Francisco. I love those two places. A man walked just to show it could be done. He was asked what his biggest challenge was. 有人说最困难的地方在哪里呢？你从东部走到西部，西岸，东岸走到西岸。He said that the toughest part wasn't climbing the mountain. 他说最困难的不是爬山 ，or crossing long stretches of dry, hot desert， 或者经过很长的沙漠地，只有水来喝 ，only with water to drink. He said the thing that came closest to defeating me was the sand in my shoes. 他说最困难的事情。让我差一点就失败，不能走这条路呢，因为我的鞋子里面有沙。There is sand in my shoes, meaning it's the small things that kill us. 有时候是小事给我们最困难的。Because when big things happen, we will get down on our knees. 大事情发生的时候，我们会跪下来祷告神，求神帮助。小事的时候，我们觉得啊不重要，但是累积起来呢，小事就变成大事。We don't pray when there are small issues. We think we only need God when there are big issues. But the small issues together, working together, become big issues. As a counselor, I'm very sure that's true. 在辅导人的时候，我很清楚知道这个是一个很大的问题。People don't come usually when there's a big crisis. 通常人来不是为了有一个很大的危机。他们来是因为一些小事一直折磨他们，折磨他们的神经病。It's the small things that drive you crazy because the small things add up. But if we don't deal with them, the sand in your shoes will defeat you. 但是如果你不面对这些小事情呢，小小一沙两粒沙在你的鞋子里面呢，你就会失败。So it is not the big things that drive us crazy.不是大事给我们神经 ，is the accumulation of small things， 是那些小事累积起来，天天有一些事情给我们不高兴，同样的事情给我们，我们就发疯了。 So it's little things that happen repeatedly at our job, in our families, at church that drive us crazy. But those are seasons. 但是这些都是不同样的季节。 所以那四个question要问的之前就要我们知道, most Christians fall because of sins they did not think are very big. 很多时候你和我跌倒的时候不是犯了什么的大的罪, 我们认为这个罪是小事, 神都不care. God doesn't care about this little sin. We can keep doing it. That's what happens. The failure comes from the little sins. So the four questions we can ask next week. Give you a preview. What can I learn in this season? 在这个季节神要教我什么? 第二, what can I enjoy in this season? 神都要我们能够享受的。 在这个季节什么我们可以enjoy的? 也是应该的。 神没有要我们miserable的。 神没有说你快乐我就不快乐。 God is not 小气。 他不会觉得如果你快乐我就过不了。你越快乐神越快乐，但是要对的原因来快乐。第三, what is most important in this season of life? 因为每一个人都经过不同样的季节，在你现在的季节，什么是最重要？ 养孩子，照顾父母，省钱，照顾身体，很多不同样的，但是最重要是开地图。 What is the most important thing in this season of life, depending whether you're a parent or a child or a worker or whatever? But the most important thing, open the map. 开地图, 过桥, cross that bridge. Don't swim across the river. 不需要游泳, 有桥给你过, 你不要过, 你就去卖命的去游泳。 Number four, what can I do to help others? 下次要讲, 在这个细节, 在这个过程, 你现在退休了, 你可以帮助谁呢? Who can you help? What can you do in church? It's not because you're old and you retire and you do nothing. 不是因为你成年了, 大了, 现在你退休了, 好好享受, 神还有托付我们做事的。 We're not only living for ourselves, we are also living for Jesus. So, today's lesson, there is a season for everything. 有的, 每一个人都有不同样的season。 但是我们要怎样来面对才能够变成一个健康的基督徒。 How we deal with our seasons make us a healthy and a strong Christian or a Christian that's going backwards. 变成一个健康的基督徒或者一个退后的基督徒。 Let us pray.